You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I ran out of here yesterday. Take my vehicle, go pick my vehicle up from being serviced. They had it ready. I was out of there.
All of them?
Then I had a virtual run through for the National Kidney Foundation. They're doing their fundraiser that I go to every year. But this year it's going to be virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me what I host. So we ran through the script yesterday via Zoom.
Glad your Wi-Fi was paid up.
It was starting and stopping a little bit because they did it at around 6:30, which probably is not a good time to have 15 people on a Zoom call because everybody's on the internet, you know, in the evenings like that. But we made it through. Shouts out to all the folks who are planning this event. I made a post about it yesterday, and a girl that I went to high school with told me that she's on the kidney donor list. So that actually shocked me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, kidney problems are serious.
They really are. My father's on dialysis.
My uncle's on dialysis.
I have a friend of mine who, this is a really interesting story. She graduated from Smith like I did, and she could not get a job as a teacher for some reason. So she was working at a daycare center, and she was so upset. This is why you never know what God has for you. So she was like, why, God, can't I get a job in the school system? Why am I working at a daycare and I have a degree? Come to find out, a woman that she didn't know who was working at the daycare donated her kidney to her husband. So she would have never met this girl had she not been working at that daycare center. So sometimes you don't know where your blessing is going to be, and you're in the natural and you're in the flesh saying to yourself, I'm supposed to be somewhere else. Well, no, that's exactly where she needed to be to get that blessing.
Facts. 100% facts.
So I spent the rest of the evening relaxing. You?
Well, football practice was canceled yesterday because of the pending thunderstorms that never came. So I was doing a little work. Got some stuff ready for today, which is the 47th anniversary of the birth of hip hop, as you mentioned in the opening. And I think we should celebrate it as a big deal.
We definitely will. There's never been a day of my life that hip hop wasn't a part of it.
Me too. Yeah. I'm talking about early from when I was a fetus.
Your mother wasn't listening to no hip hop, Joe.
My older brother was, though. Got you.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
20 today, look for highs in the lower 90s. Cloudy and humid. Right now, you are clear 71 in Lee Summit. Shay, what's poppin'?
August 11th, 1973 is the day credited for the beginnings of hip-hop, Brian.
Hip-hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park.
Hey.
Some folks say that it was started in the South Bronx, while others argue that it was the West Bronx. Ask you a couple things about hip-hop. Do you know who is credited as making up the word hip-hop?
It wasn't DJ Kool Herc, I don't think. I don't know.
Keith Cowboy Wiggins, a member of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, has been credited with coining that term.
The message.
What are the four elements essential to hip-hop?
MC, DJ, breakdancing, but
dancing.
Yeah, just dancing, I guess. Is it graffiti? Is that the last one? Okay, yeah.
What song do you think solidified it for you, your love of hip hop?
Definitely this one. You know, I had always listened to hip hop with Planet Rock and MC Light, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. But the Chronic album really hit me at a crucial time, Shay. It did. My older brother was 10 years older than me, so he was a heavy influence. And he listened to the Chronic and Doggy Style ad nauseum. What about you?
Give me a minute to think about that.
Okay.
There's so much in my hip hop lexicon, but I remember being
Blondie. I'm glad you got that reference.
Anyway, I remember listening to the Rap Attack back in the day when I was a young girl, and they only would play hip hop on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of remember hearing Cram to Understand You from MC Light on the radio, and I was like, what is that? And I was thinking to myself, is that a guy or a girl?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That was like one of the first songs that kind of had me turn my head and be like, what is that?
A lot of people, well, the younger folks, people younger than me, don't know that hip hop really wasn't getting mainstream play on the radio and on TV until mid-90s.
I don't know why, because he had the head like that of a clam. But you couldn't tell me nothing, because Sam was
number
one.
To
me. No, all right. You couldn't curse back then.
Some of them did.
I knew the consequences right from the start, that he'd use me for my money and then break my heart. But like a fool in love, I fell for his game.
You ever heard this?
I haven't.
Mine, so I show no shame. And empire
yeah,
with
this is the first song from MC Light I ever heard.
All of those who live in Brooklyn know just what I'm talking.
I love MC Light. She is spitter.
And then I remember going to the jams in the park. That's what they called it, where they would just go and hook up to the light pole and just an impromptu party would happen. I remember hearing Eric B. and Rakim's Check Out My Melody. And that was another thing. This is when the WAP had first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the people WAP. I was like, what are they doing? Because, you know, I wasn't the age of the teenagers who was out there. I was younger than them. So I was like, oh my God, what is that? And I just heard the whistling, this little part.
Oh, that's what Tierra Marie got that from. Oh, wow.
You never heard this on the wall?
No.
Yeah. This, like, it was dark. It was at night. I remember it. It was like one of the
turn up the bass. Talking about they didn't cuss back then. My man
that wasn't a curse. He said turn up the bass.
Nah, it wasn't. But my man, in one of the earlier songs that I remember with hip hop is It Takes Two with DJ Rob, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Mm-hmm. Talking about I like the Whopper, blank the Big Mac.
Yeah, but that was later in the annals of hip hop.
Yes,
like that
yes.
First beginning part, they really wasn't going hardcore with the cursing.
Do your research, Generation Z. And Generation X, too. Yo, people.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Bishon, did you say you never heard of the Check Out My Melody by Rakim and Eric B?
No, I haven't.
I'm mad that you don't know that.
I'm only 34 years old. My bad. That song came out, what, 87, 88? I was 2 or 3 years old.
Okay, I'll give you a pass.
Please give me a pass.
He's a legend. He's like, he's number one.
Well, of course, he's a legend. Yeah. Nobody denying that. I know about Eric B. and Rakim. The radio singles, the popular singles, but not no B-sides.
This was a single. This was a big song.
I still got the cassette from that album.
Wow.
When it came out. But I'm a little older, so I'm going to be your past B. But I was like, wait a minute. Why be sad and don't know about what?
I was born in 85.
Okay, I'll give you a pass. I love y'all in the morning. I'm glad I'm back on day shift so I can listen to y'all in the morning before I go into work. But this is Karina. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much, Karina.
All right. Be easy.
Check out my melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting ours be born, and my name's the R. AKA, I am not like the rest of them. I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying. I drop lines like a scientist.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This is the song that has gotten everybody enraged and full of Twitter fingers, Brian. Talking about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP.
Worship and praise.
Okay. I was on Instagram and Dr. RJ, you know, she's on Wellness Wednesday every week. She put up a post that made me pause in my tracks, Brian, because I've been one of the folks who was saying it doesn't take all of this to get your point across. And in this post, she said, if you've never said a word about the one in every four girls who are sexually abused, usually by grown men before their 18th birthday, then you get a major side eye for negatively commenting on adult women artistically expressing sexuality. Your outrage is not believable. Hush.
Ooh, hey.
We've got Dr. RJ on the line. I am open for you to change my mind about this. Why is it that we tend to put our own feelings or insecurities or our own opinions on another woman's sexuality?
Rarely does something impact me to a point where I have to comment about it on IG. But I was like, people are going crazy, Shay. These are grown women expressing their own sexuality. They're not bothering anybody. They're not teenagers. You're not forced to watch it or listen to it. And I think you hit the nail on the head with our own insecurities. We don't talk about sexuality unless it's in a way that someone else is controlling it. And that's a problem.
There's never any outrage whenever some rapper is posting guns and talking about selling drugs and killing people. And let's not even get into the men and talking about what they do to women. Why are people so outraged about women talking about sex?
Because there is so much power when we're talking about a woman and her sexuality. And historically, that has been something that's been controlled by men in society in more ways than one. And people get really, really, really uncomfortable when we think about women having power and control in general. And our sexuality is something that not even men understand completely. Even if we get into the details that can't get into on the radio, men still have not figured out women and their sexuality and how to please them in general. And so it becomes very intimidating when a woman can proudly say, this is what I have going on, this is my body, my business, and people don't like that.
I was actually shocked that you said that, because Dr. RJ, you're an educated woman, you're very modest in your appearance, and you've got a daughter. So how is it that you're able to separate that understanding of yourself and the woman that you are, and then also allowing those women to be who they are and it not clash with your own beliefs?
I think that we all have a right, definitely, a human right to express ourselves in the ways that we want to express ourselves. These women aren't infringing on anybody's rights. I am modest. I do have a daughter, and she's a middle schooler. So if she runs up on this song, and she probably will, I will sit down and I'll explain, this is not what we do. But these women, they are grown women, grown consenting adults. They have a right to express themselves however they want to. And we don't judge people by the way they choose to be out, basically.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, whether you love Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP or hate it, it's opening up discussion on what is appropriate, in finger quotes. Who has the right to judge grown women expressing their sexuality? And why we care. Dr. RJ is a licensed clinical therapist helping us unpack this thing.
Lil Kim's Not Tonight came out in 96, 97. I was 11 or 12 years old. And I specifically remember that song being extremely explicit. I don't remember a whole lot of talking about that.
There wasn't a lot of talk about it, but I think it was, I'll just say social media, right? Now everything is YouTube, Twitter, IG, everything. As soon as it hits, it's out and it's up for commentary, and it's a thing that we do. We automatically comment on it. I was much older when Not Tonight came out, and I remember being mesmerized by the Crush on You video. And when I saw the Crush on You video, I remember the colors and the outfits, and I was just kind of like, oh my goodness, not I want to be this, but this is absolutely like amazing. And I felt empowered, and I felt like she can do whatever it is she wants to do. I'm saying all that to say, Brian, part of the reason no one really talked about it was because of the way we communicate now. And the other reason is that we kept things more private, and so many people weren't impacted. I don't think my mother ever knew about Not Tonight or Crush on You like I know about WAP now.
And I think that's a good point. That's more the issue than the content itself, because the people who are complaining about this, most of them at least, are, you know, they were of age when Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown was saying their lyrics. And I just don't see the difference in the content between what those ladies did back then and what these ladies are doing now.
There's definitely no difference in the content. Accessibility is a problem, but accessibility is a problem for everything. And parents and caregivers just got to work a little bit harder. We don't have the luxury of just sitting around and, you know, covering our eyes and ears and hoping that this will go away. We have to get savvy and we have to spend time with our children. We have to start early on. We have to have these conversations because accessibility is definitely a thing. But shaming these grown women and running away from it will not change the problem. It's just going to make it more attractive to people who it's not intended for or appropriate for.
I've seen some fathers online saying that they were upset because they didn't know what to tell their daughters. What about fathers who are listening this morning who feel as though this is unacceptable for their daughters to see? How do they broach that and how can we make this well with the fathers?
I do want to say that I have empathy for the parents who are struggling with this. A lot of the outrage I've seen, though, is mainly people trying to police women and their bodies, not what do I say to my child. But to the fathers who are struggling with this, you got to deal with it like you deal with anything else. Like you deal when we talk about racism and when we talk about the very tough things of the world, deal with it like that. Have a conversation. Ask them what they think. Ask them, you know, what's appealing to them. Treat them like human beings and explain this to them in an age-appropriate way. And you can say, there's a reason you should not be watching this. You're not an adult. You're still growing. You're still impressionable. And I'll help guide you to watch the things you need to watch. You're not missing out on anything. It's just going to make you more confused and it's before your time. Just have that conversation.
Every time I hear Dr. RJ, I always feel a little bit better. Check her out on Wellness Wednesdays, 9:23 a.m. right here on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Have a good one.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you so much.
Now on the line, we got our favorite attorney, Stacey Shaw. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. Today, we're going to be going over when to get a modification of your child support or child custody order. I'm going to be right back here at 7:35.
Now, it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Humid and cloudy. Right now, you're partly sunny and 72 in Lee Summit. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Oh, you better give it up. Oh, yeah. All my Leos, I need to hear you roar.
I'm a Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle. Uh-huh.
Producer and songwriter of Gamble and Huff, Kenny Gamble, is 77 today.
Let me show you.
Hey.
Let me show you.
Former member of B2K, Jay Boog, is 35 in these streets.
Hey,
Rapper Asher Roth is 35. Member of Tribe Called Quest, and Lucy Pearl, Ali Shaheed Muhammad is 50.
Hey.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fit. The abstract and me the five footer.
I kicked the mad style, so step off the Frank footer.
Actress Viola Davis is 55 today. Rapper Tierra Whack is 25. And member of Criss Cross, rapper Chris Kelly, rest in peace.
So blow up on these tonight. Happy birthday on my Leos born on August 11th in hip hop.
That's right. Celebrities like Diddy, Nick Cannon, Timbaland, Akon, Dougie Fresh, Ty Dolla $ign, and more have signed a letter urging Joe Biden to pick a black woman as his vice president.
Oh boy.
The letter reads, quote, "Failing to select a black woman in 2020 means you will lose the election. We don't want to choose between the lesser of two evils, and we don't want to vote the devil we know versus the devil we don't, because we are tired of voting for devils, period." The letter also calls out Biden's past involvement in the Violent Crimes Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994.
A beautiful black woman can fix everything. Any black woman can fix anything.
Biden is expected to announce that VP pick this week. T.I. and Tiny's daughter, Zonique Pullins, has been dragged on social media after she says she's not ready for marriage.
What's a big deal?
Well, she's yet pregnant. And so people were saying, isn't being a mother like the ultimate versus E. Yeah.
Look, I hope people ain't trying to clown her for that, because there are... I think more people have babies out of wedlock than people are married who have babies.
You think? I don't know the statistics.
I don't know either. I'm just guessing on, you know, my reality and what I see. But come on, man. Y'all got better stuff to do.
Her mom has been encouraging her to, you know, think about it. And she says that she's not with it. She feels like marriage is an even bigger commitment. She said, I don't know. I hate to say that it's an even bigger commitment than a baby to me, but getting married just seems like so much.
Oh, it's definitely a lot, especially when I'm going to be leaving that toilet seat up.
It's a lot when you break up and now you got to be dealing with something you don't want around no more.
Sound like you experiencing that feel.
No, I've never had any kids. I've never had any
kids. Oh, I thought you was talking about the husband. Mm-mm. Not the kid.
No. Mm-mm. Tracy Morgan's estranged wife, Megan, is petitioning to get sole custody of their daughter, Maven. Mm. The 33-year-old made the request for her 7-year-old daughter in a divorce filing. She also wants Morgan to pay her alimony that they agreed on per their prenup, which was signed in August of 2015.
What's happening, Chief? You gotta go back.
You make me sick. I can't stand you.
I'm saying he gotta go back. Wait a minute,
Brian. Hold up. Hold up.
What? What's happening, Chief? He gotta go back to the streets as Hustle Man now.
Wait, you made me snort on the radio.
You've done worse.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
You already know what we do on a Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's get to it.
Good morning. So today we're talking about modification of a custody order. This is when you've already gone to court, the judge has already given you a parenting plan, but for whatever reason, it is no longer working. So you are entitled to a modification of custody every 3 years or upon the showing of a continuing change in circumstances. And so that is a change in circumstances of the child or the parent where modification would be in the best interest of the child. And one of the most common things that I see is that one parent is not exercising visitation, or another parent, or a parent has moved, and so you can't have the same custody schedule. And so if there are issues like abuse or neglect of a child that has arisen since the parenting plan, one of the factors affecting custody has changed, such as one parent is not allowing the other parent visitation under the parenting plan, or a parent has moved to a better school district, or there are additional children that would affect the family dynamic. If the parenting plan is in place and the parents cannot agree, this change in the parenting plan or custody modification provides a baseline of what your rights are as to custody. Because remember, even if you have a parenting plan in place and a custody order, if both of the parents agree, you don't have to follow it, because ultimately it is mom and dad, or mom and mom, or dad and dad, that are raising the child. So it's really important that if you've not invested the time in co-parenting counseling or in co-parenting coaching, or in just in that development between yourselves without a third party, that is super important. Because you can always, if you're agreeing, if you're getting along well, you can always agree to deviate from the plan without going back to court. Because when you go back to court, you will have to file a motion to modify. And then once that's filed with the court, they'll give you a case management conference. And then you can go to mediation. If you don't agree in mediation, then you'll go on to trial. Okay, so this is can be a very complicated topic. You can always reach me at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com or on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We're declaring a day of peace. We've had a very violent last few months. We've had 6 murders just over the weekend. At some point, we have to start taking personal accountability. And today is one day, 24 hours, that you can declare peace in your household. And so until next time, please support your local organizers, Black Rainbow, One Struggle, and Defend Black Lives, Miller Family, all of the above. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Do you feel like a different person since the start of the pandemic?
No, but I'm more aware of things.
Studies show that quarantine and factors related to the pandemic could be changing people's personalities.
I can see that.
Have you noticed a personality change in me, or am I still the same?
Nah, you're the same. Nothing's changed about you.
The personality of hip hop has definitely changed over the years, Brian. Mm. From the days to socially conscious rap with Public Enemy to fun time rap with MC Hammer. Mm-hmm. Gangsta rap, NWA, the shiny suit era, Bad Boy.
What an era that was.
The money, drugs, and women rap, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz. What would you classify today's rap if you had to come up with a name?
Skinny
pints?
Out of the box. out of the box.
Unorthodox?
Because I feel like there's nothing specific that you can't box hip hop in. You know, everything is for interpretation. You can do whatever you want. So that's why I say out the box.
Celebrating 47 years of hip hop today, Brian. And it's fitting to take a look back over the music that we've loved so much.
I let my tape pop, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop.
And you don't stop.
And you don't stop. Never eat your pig, cause a pig is like.
I got the rap patrol on the Gap Patrol. Ladies love me long time, like Tupac song.
Like roll, like go, like dro, nitro.
And if you don't know, now you know.
You know I got soul.
In my 6'4".
Oh snap! Guess what I saw?
Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door.
What would you say is the golden era of hip hop? What years?
Well, probably when I was in the club the most, which would have been my college years. Like, this was the late 90s, early 2000s for me. Mm-hmm. Was the height.
So we talking about DMX, Jay-Z, Ja Rule, Master P, a little bit.
Yeah.
Juvenile.
All of that. I went to a college in the South, so a lot of that, like Luke.
Oh, boy.
The
punk. I mean, the bass music. Yeah. That's a great era, and that was more of my high school / college era. I think overall the golden age is probably from like 94 to probably about 98. I feel like it exploded worldwide with and it was bad because of the East Coast, West Coast stuff got blown out of proportion. Pac, Biggie.
But I think that this generation has taken it to a place where it's never been, and they've been able to monetize it. Mm-hmm. A lot of pioneers in rap are struggling right now.
Yeah.
They are not able to provide for themselves. And I think that that's unfortunate because they paved the way. I've been hearing folks saying that there needs to be a hip hop union for the people, you know, back in the day who was putting it down so they can get like a pension.
And that's not exclusive to hip hop though, because there's a lot of soul artists. There's a lot of dance and 80s R&B groups who's out here looking bad too.
My friend Danielle, her mother was in a group called The Crystals that was out back. They had a song called The Do Run Run back in the day. Mm-hmm. And they were signed to Phil Spector. So if you know who Phil Spector is, he did a lot of stealing money from artists. And they were in court for years and years and years, and her mother finally got the money that she was owed from Phil Spector, but she passed away 2 years ago. Mm. But, you know, her daughters are now able to reap the benefits of that money. I think a lot of times people forget this is a what? Business. And so we're just worried about the artistic part for those of us that are creatives, you know, I think I'm guilty of that too. I'm worried more about the sound of things, the look of things more so than the cost of things.
Well, if the look and the reminder of your ex gives you a bad feeling, hit us up right now and flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I would like to flex on my ex because he always used to call me broke or whatever, but he just don't know that ever since I started talking to him, I didn't got me a good job and all this kind of stuff, and everything's coming in handy. I was fine with the men, but he was always being funny, kept trying to be like, oh, well, you probably ain't got the money for this and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But really, it was just, I was at a low moment because I had just lost my brother or whatever, and when I got back on my feet, it was like, yeah, now say something.
See? Condolences on the loss of your brother, but, you know, I reject the word broke. I say financially challenged at this moment.
Right.
So later for that man, whatever his name is.
What is he doing now?
He's still in the streets and he got his little regular job covering up, whatever.
Oh.
Oh, boy, sound like you don't need to be on this radio station talking about it.
Lord, I hope they don't try to involve us in the indictment. I don't want to be called on no stand about that.
Oh, no.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
But it ain't like, you know, we even know who we even talking
right.
about.
You know, this is random. You know. This is just thoughts that we having right now on the radio. This ain't actual facts. Or nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Police.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Well, make sure you protect yourself and have a good one, all right?
Thanks. I too.
All right, girl.
Police! Help! Police! Help! Help!
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Today, look for highs in the lower 90s. It'll be humid and cloudy. Right now, you are partly cloudy and 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Cardi B is defending her decision to include Kylie Jenner in her new video for WAP.
They've been on her head, boy.
They even started a change.org petition, which has over 65,000 signatures.
People are ignorant. They ain't got nothing else to do. We in a pandemic. They at home bored.
So you think Cardi B is going to reshoot that video?
No.
It take...
Ain't happening.
Bye.
Or they can make an alternate version. Ooh, an uncut version. It's already uncut. Oh, my God.
CeeLo Green blasted Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for what he's calling shameless music.
Oh, boy.
Said attention is also a drug and competition is around. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they are all more or less doing similar salacious gesturing to kind of get into position. I get it. The independent woman and being in control, the divine femininity and sexual expression. I get it all. It comes at what cost? And a lot of people drug him by his missing hairline.
He's had some questionable. He's had some good lyrics, but he's had some questionable ones too.
He's had questionable lyrics, and he's also been caught up in a situation of sexual harassment.
Yeah, dog.
So, sir, stay out of women's business.
And he made this.
Oh, this hard. You don't like that?
It's called Closet Free. So it's kind of in the same vein, not as vulgar.
Riding the wave, Safari decided to release a remix of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP. It's called BAD, which stands for Big Blank Richard.
Deposits.
Richard.
Hold up, girl, you with a big.
That's all you need to hear.
Oh, that's so corny.
That's all.
I'd be so mad if he was my man. I'd be so mad that he put that out. Every time he walk in the room, I'd be like.
Well, Erica Minya ain't said nothing.
That's because she need whatever money on that light bill this month. Child, bye.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
I would be devastated if my man came right in
You know, Safari, you know he be breakdancing and stuff too, right? So he's going to have a whole routine.
We already have seen what he talking about. We get it.
What?
But the song I ain't need. Like the pictures, I was cool with. But
you saw pictures?
What? What?
Okay, I don't need to know no more.
I understand
more.
Why.
That ain't none of
I
my
understand
business.
Why Nicki was all holding right, on to listen, that Cordy listen, dude.
You say one more word, and I swear I'm gonna play it.
Play what? That song?
Yeah, don't
I ain't got nothing. To listen to that, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Don't say nothing.
All I know is
okay.
I know why.
Hold up, girl, you.
I don't want to hear this.
Okay, you should have said it. Only fans with this big. Okay, that's enough of that.
Cut that off.
Making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Janelle.
All right, let's see what you got.
Then when I ask, do you have a man, she try to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. Yeah. And you said he's just a freak. Mm-hmm. And you said he's just a freak. Oh, baby.
Yeah. Ooh, no. You got to make the ugly face when you sing that.
Oh, dang. All right, Janelle. Well, you qualified to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Hey, tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through August 13th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen and win.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to win. Activate, swipe, and spend.
Spend and go.
Celebrating 70 years.
Made with purpose. We was made with purpose. Let me say it again. We was made with purpose.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.